Blog Talk Radio.
With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for mini intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk. Good evening. You are listening to Talking with Tina. Today is Wednesday, September the 11th, 2019. Just when we say September 11th, just the energy, the space that it holds, these numbers that have become so important in our lives to the United States, let's just take a moment to appreciate those who have sacrificed, who we've lost, who has been impacted by this day that has created history. We are here, present and accounted for, courtesy of New Age Guild, Blog Talk Radio. It is 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Mountain, 9 p.m. Central, and if you want to get wild and wacky, it's 10 p.m. on the East Coast. Thank you for joining into our ninth show. Can you believe it? Nine. Oh my gosh, we're going to talk about numbers and what they mean a little bit later on. We are broadcasting from a lovely Denver, Colorado. As you well know, one of my favorite things to hear when we first connect is where you're calling in from. So please do share your name, where you're calling in from, and just give us a quick moment to connect so I can be sure I'm clear on what you have going on and what it is you're asking. Speaking of calling in, our number is 760-888-5700. Again, that number is 760-888-5700. If you want to connect with me offline, learn a little bit more about me, you can find me at ihertarot.com, which is www.ihertarot.com. You can also reach me by text or by phone at 234-97-TAROT, 234-97-TAROT. Oh, my love. This show is going to include how to raise your vibration. Tarot readings, of course, to address what you have going on in your life. We're going to talk about today's number. As far as numerology goes, oh my gosh. See, I'm so excited. I'm like already ready to move ahead. Oh, my love. We'll see how much we get to discuss today. Topics, though, that are standing out, oh my gosh. Whew. When we feel like, or even when we see this in the cards, and I say this too before we start reading, sometimes the messages that come through, right, because the question is, I feel like I'm at a low, I feel like I'm not accomplishing anything, I feel like nothing is working, right, this is your experience, and the cards come back and share with you some insight to that, and I'm going to share with you what has come through, some really insightful awareness and a simple phrase that has come through when we feel like we're absolutely at rock bottom, nothing is connecting, nothing is happening, we're not seeing any movement despite our greatest efforts. What does the universe have to say about that? I will tell you. What does the universe have to say in response to, I feel like nothing is happening, I feel like I'm not moving in the right direction, I feel like I'm making effort, even more stuff is coming down on me. Universe came back with an answer. Oh my gosh, we're going to talk about social media. Right? And I don't necessarily mean that in the way that you might expect, but we're going to talk about when it got to be so personal. I don't even know if we know when. We're going to talk about social media. Speaking of which, we're going to talk about making a stand for ourselves, what that means, what the plan is when we make a stand. The list goes on and on and on. Don't forget, call-in number is 760-888-5700. If you want to reach out to me directly after the show, you can reach me at 234-97-TAROT. In the meantime, my dears, I do believe we have someone on standby. Helen, are you there?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Tina.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining and tuning in.
Yeah. So my name is Zara, and I'm calling from California.
Oh, my love. Thank you so much. What's on your mind?
So I was wondering if we could do a reading to find out what the cards have to show regarding selling my home.
Mm-hmm.
It's been on the market for a month, and, you know, I thought it would have sold by now. And just wondering what the cards have to say. It's, you know, it's in a good neighborhood, and it's a nice house. So
okay.
I'm just wondering. Let's see what the cards have to say about getting an offer.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me go ahead and shuffle here. And it already feels like there may be a few questions or aspects to selling your house. So as those pop up, or if they pop up, my dear, I will ask you as well, okay?
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So let's just see here. I'm just asking for a high-level aspect to you selling your house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. So, yes, feels like it's definitely ready to move. Mm-hmm. You've got a beautiful Fool card, which is all about new adventures, almost like a new destiny. So there's definitely a lot of shift around you and it being about time. One of the things that's coming through is security. So when there's this whole new element or life in front of us, sometimes we get a little nervous because it's new and it's not familiar to us, right? So that's one thing that's coming through.
What card
feel
to fix
like
that?
Is
what
the,
card to fix?
What, you've
the,
got the Fool card?
No, the Fool card, and then you said, oh, was that the Fool card as well regarding the nervousness?
Yeah, there's a little bit of reservation with the Fool card, right? Because there is.
Okay.
But what's coming through to show you that this is definitely the right move and you're ready for the next phase, you've got a beautiful Star card, a Queen of Cups.
Good.
Yeah, very solid. And then here's the thing, too. The Judgment card is coming up, right? So as far as finances and asking price, that also feels good. As far as what you're going to receive, that also feels good, right? So let me see if they want to share with us what may be in the way. And then before I go on to that, hold on a second, because there was something else that was coming through as far as you transitioning. You know where you're going to go after this, or is that still up in the air too?
I know where I want to go, but I haven't actually honed in on a particular home because I need to sell this one before I can buy, but I know where I want to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Good.
I'm moving out of state. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So all of that feels good. All of that feels good. Is there any energy on relationship, past relationship or relationship to the house?
Not quite sure that what that could mean, relationship to, you mean my attachment to the home or?
Yes. Or anything that happened in close in the home.
No. I was excited to move into this home. I had a feeling it would not be forever. Initially, when we purchased it, we thought it was going to be for a long, long time, but then circumstances changed. And maybe a few months after, I realized that this was not the home I wanted to be in. But I made the best of it, you know. I nurtured it. I made it better. I did some renovating. And I'm very eager. Nothing actually negative happened here. I've asked the home to bless and welcome the new owner and, you know, did my goodbyes, all of that.
Okay, good. Let me see if there's anything else, because it feels like timing might be the question, or if there's anything else you can do, because I hear you saying you don't have any attachment. There's release, asking, mm-hmm. all that good stuff. You've got a beautiful strength card is coming up, an emperor card mm-hmm. is coming up. So let's just see if you want to give us a time or what else may be in the way that you can pass along. Okay. All right. So what's coming up for you, it feels like they want to talk about time. So what's coming in, time, as you know, Zara, is one of those things where it's more about what happens versus how long it takes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's coming through for you is January to March actually feels pretty good. Yeah, actually feels pretty good as far as when it's going to sell. And I know that's a little bit further out there than what you'd like at this point. The only thing that was coming through on that, and that was just more practical advice, was if you're advertising or you have it posted somewhere, just be open to where it posts or how it looks. But for some reason, January definitely is coming through as when things are going to start to happen. And by March, you're already off and running onto the new phase of your life.
Ah, that's much, much longer than I thought it would take.
I know.
Yeah, we'll see. All right. Well, I appreciate your taking the time, and thank you.
You're welcome. I love to keep you posted.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye. Okay. One of those beautiful questions and a great example of how time works. A lot of times, quite often, we like to say, okay, if I put just this much money into it and this much effort into it, then it'll take this long and this will happen. And the universe is like, no. It's about this happens, then this happens, then this happens, and then ultimately what's supposed to happen happens, right? And so we have an idea of X, Y, Z, and the universe is like, no, let's just get to Z, right? And so keeping that in mind when we look at time or ask those types of questions, what especially was coming through for her was the one in the three, right, which is where we're getting the January to March. That doesn't mean, though, the universe is saying, okay, within January to March, whatever it needs to happen is going to happen. So then ultimately she sells her house and she moves, right, because that's where she's supposed to be. But if that action that universe is estimating for January to March happens in November, then universe is going to say, skip to it, go down the slide. You don't even have to worry about anything. We don't have to wait till January, right? And so that's what we get to keep in mind. Again, when we ask those questions, how long, let's just flip our thinking to what is it that needs to happen, right? And is it like, huh, my faith in humanity needs to happen. Huh, I network more. Maybe I spend more money on advertising. It's like, and then let's just say, for example, we spend more money on advertising and universe is like, okay, what you're doing here is releasing your concern with money. You're releasing any concern with not selling the house. You're releasing so we can do our job. The universe can do their job, right? And so that's what we get to consider, not how long it's going to take, but what needs to happen. And then ultimately when this happens, this release, the universe is like, great, now I can do my job. And we're like, oh, right. Just a different way of thinking, a different approach for your consideration, right? But instead of asking how long is it going to take, let's look at what is it that needs to happen. That being said, I do believe we have another caller on the line. My dear, are you there? Hello. Well, that being said, it looks like we get to move ahead to one of our topics of discussion tonight, and that's rock bottom, right? Looking at the cards again, when we come to the table with, okay, feeling like something isn't happening, feeling like this is what I want, feel like I'm clear on it, taking action to make it happen. Why isn't it happening? Why am I unhappy with my job? Why am I unhappy with my relationships? Why am I unhappy with my friendship? Right? And so we're feeling like we're at rock bottom. And then when we feel like we're at rock bottom, everything else that keeps tumbling down, right? So you can just imagine yourself at the bottom. of a precipice, the bottom of, you know, wherever it is, the earth that you want to envision, right? And you're looking up, and not only are you at the bottom of this hole without the sun, without the moon, feeling alone, unsupported, not only is all of that happening, but then rocks and pebbles start to come down on you, and you're like, oh my gosh, what else could happen? And then it starts to rain. And you're like, oh my gosh, what else could happen? And then it starts to thunder and storm. And you're like, what else can happen? Maybe I'm going to crawl out of this hole. Maybe I'm going to get out of it. I just need to start moving. And you start climbing up the sides of the walls. And you slide back down. And you start climbing back up again. And you slide back down. But you're going to have faith. And you're going to start climbing back up again. And you slide back down. And you look at your hands. And they're muddy. And they're caked. And they're stuck underneath your nails. And now you're just really feeling like, okay, I didn't think I could be any further at rock bottom, but guess what? Here I am, right? And so here's what I want you to consider. When you have nothing to hold on to, I want you to visualize it. Visualize this. When you have nothing to hold on to and you think, I just got to grab onto something because this is going to be it. Something is better than nothing. Just think about that. It doesn't necessarily hold true that something is better than nothing. Because if there's something in your hands that isn't in your highest and greatest, that pebble that came down that you think you can use, or that mud that you think you can build up so you can step up on it, right? Sometimes you end up grasping for whatever comes your way because you think something is better than nothing, right? And just if you're envisioning this, then you're almost gaining in that hole, right? You're almost gaining more and more stuff that doesn't suit you. But our inherent need, our inherent feeling is to grasp on to what may be around us because we feel like we're losing everything or because we feel like we have to hold on to something. But I just want you to consider that maybe what it is that's coming your way when you're at rock bottom isn't necessarily what the universe is saying you need. Right? That's kind of tough to imagine. It's kind of tough to get your head around, right? But again, this comes through in the cards. We see more than once when someone is struggling with one aspect of their life, the rest of the aspects kind of fall into place. Not only is it tough for relationship, but then that expands to friendship, and then that expands to career, and then that expands to personal life, and that expands, right? And you're like, gosh, there's nothing here for me. And sometimes that's what the universe is trying to tell you. But our inherent nature is to try to hold on, try to grasp when it feels like we have nothing to hold on to. That being said, I do believe we have connected with our caller. Are you there, my dear?
Thanks for taking my call.
Hello. Hi, yes. What's your name?
My name is Tony.
Tony, my love, where are you calling in from?
Texas.
Oh, Texas. Happened to be one of my favorite states, my dear. What's on your mind?
A lot of stuff is on my mind. But I don't know if you're doing readings, but I wanted to see what you could pick up as far as a relationship or something coming, you know, in the near future, because I've been single for 3 years already.
Okay. So, Tony, my love, I hear that you're asking about if there is a relationship in the peripheral for you, of course, and when that's going to come together. Okay. And then just for clarity, you are open and available for relationships, right? You don't have an attachment or anything like that going on.
Correct.
Okay. The reason I ask is because universe won't put a peg in the game of life if that peg is already taken up. So, my love, if you, let me see what they want to say. If you're open and available and you're welcoming this into your life, let me just see what universe wants to say for you.
Definitely very open and available.
Yeah. Oh, my love, beautiful. So, oh, my love, yes. The cards are saying yes. Let me just share with you. There's 78 cards in the deck. One of the cards that you just pulled is the Ace of Cups. This is all about romantic relationship and connection. In addition to that, They showed us a beautiful lover's card. One out of 78 cards, Tony, you picked the two that are definitely about romantic relationship. Here's also what's coming up for you, my love. Now, there's one card that's surfacing for you that's indicating uncertainty. And is that just because you don't know how a relationship is going to look, or is it because you feel like it just feels like there's some nervous energy around if they showed up, would you be willing to move ahead with a relationship? Do you follow?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I know what I want, and I've been, I've been pretty much open for relationships, and, I don't know. I mean, I've dated, but, I mean, like I said, I pretty much, let's go with somebody, put out what you want in the universe. I'm like, I know what I want and what I do not want in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not what I want in my life, why even waste my time?
Yeah, so what's coming here for you is definitely relationship there. Let me see. You also come through, my dear, is very open, is very grounded as far as being comfortable in yourself and centered in yourself. Let me see what else might be in the way. If not, because I feel like he's surfacing, but let me just see if there's anything else before I share with you more about him. Okay. Here's what's coming through. I see him there. This partner is definitely showing up in your cards. The concerns that's coming through in your cards is finances, family, and action. How soon is this going to happen? The effort I need to take to put into it. Are you going to fit into my life? Are you going to be what and who you say you are? So there's a little bit of concern about that, which is natural when you're going into a new relationship because you are established. You're clear on what you want, on what works, what doesn't work. And I'm getting for you, Tony, it's not just about you. You've got other people, other things to worry about as well. So you come through as really protective. Even though you are open, you also come through as guarded and protected, which is okay because that's what you're supposed to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
There's a little bit to do with that might be around you, but I do hear you wanting and being open to releasing that. So as far as how to bring them into your life, let me see if they want to show me that because I see some creativity and passion. Someone that can kind of, my love, what's coming through for you is someone that can balance you out in the way of being a little more whimsical and less, when I say less structured, I don't mean that in like you can't count on them, but I mean that in the way of because you're so structured and timely, they're going to be like, let's be adventurous. That's how they're coming through. So I'm seeing it, my love. I feel like there's a little something else there, my love, but they are definitely there. Someone that's going to, I don't want to say loosen you up, but someone that's going to be able to connect with you, offer security, but also be a little more whimsical in life.
Is it somebody that I know or is it someone new?
Well, here's, let me see. And just to confirm, Tony, my dear, there is no need to let go of an existing relationship at this point, right? There's no fear of if I let go of this relationship, then I'm going to be alone, right? You've made your peace with that?
I'm literally, single.
Okay.
Like, I've
already
been on a date, like.
You've made your peace.
I can't remember.
So, yes. They are definitely coming up, my love. I didn't ask if you know them, but I am seeing a connection with them. What I suggest for you is because your messages seem to come through pretty quickly, we can definitely schedule a reading one-on-one. But a Two of Cups is coming up for you. A King of Cups is coming up for you. So they're definitely there. They're around you. But if you want to get more in-depth, that reading is going to take a little bit longer. So you can reach out to me and we can schedule that.
It's your information on your website?
Yeah, if you go to iheartarot.com.
Okay.
But you can find me there, and then 234-97 Tarot. You can shoot me a text.
Let me see if I have it on here. I hear Tarot. You said correct.
You got it.
Okay, I'll be looking into your information, Tina. Thank you very much. That's good news
my
to
love.
Hear, though.
Yeah, thank you so much. Take care.
Likewise, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. So So this is one of the reasons I love Tarot. Oh my gosh, Tony, she's asking about romantic relationship, and I love sharing the cards with you because there's so much validity to what comes through, right? So when we're seeing Ace of Cups, Two of Cups, right? King of Cups, Knight, or excuse me, King of Rods, right? So like all at once the cards want to talk about, this is how they're going to surface in your life. This is what they're going to bring out in you. This is what you're looking for. This might be a reservation that you have, right? And so even though I'm asking these questions about reservations or uncertainties, it's okay because the universe is like, I'll just get that out of the way. And it's okay if you realize, oh man, I was hanging on to that. Wow, I didn't realize I was hanging on to being, for example, to being worried about what my family thought. Wow, I didn't even realize I was worried about what happens after date three, even though I haven't had date one. But when you're so buttoned up, right, sometimes because you're a planner, for example, you don't even realize that part of your reservation is like, wow, what if this actually works? Even though we're asking the cards, is this going to work? Am I going to meet someone? And the cards are like, we are so certain you're going to meet someone that you don't even know that you're worried about three dates in, right? When all we see is like, oh my gosh, am I going to even meet someone? And the universe is like, honey, you're going to win the race. You just got to get signed up. And that's the hardest part for us sometimes is we don't even see what might be in the way. And so maybe it's like, wow, am I going to come in third place or fourth place? And the universe is like, don't even worry about it. We got you. So something to keep in mind, just like I mentioned, if you want to follow up with me for a private one-on-one reading where we can really expand on what's going on for you, what those cards mean for you, a lot of times when we start to see or hear what's coming through, kind of like lead this in the direction for another question, again, that we didn't even consider. You can find me at 234-97-TAROT. You can also find me on Facebook at I Hear Tarot. You know, you got to love social media for that reason, right? And then don't forget to follow Blog Talk Radio, where there's so much information and support coming from other readers, other advisors that may have different perspectives. And jives with what you're hearing today, kind of comes together, right? Moving forward. Let's just talk about, and then we're going to go to our next caller. But before we do, let's talk about making a stand versus a change in your current life, right? So here's the thing. When we talk about or when we consider making a stand in our life, that could be on the most nominal or on the most exponential aspect of your life, right? It's what moves you in your world. But let's just say we're deciding, should I make this stand or not? And maybe we look at the impact. Maybe we look at who's going to be involved. And that's where we can get confused. Am I going to hurt someone's feelings? Or are we going to lose connection? Or are they going to even understand? And all that doubt comes in, right? So the moment we decide to make a stand, we just opened up a door for doubt. Even though we're certain that this is the one thing that we're thinking we're going to make a stand on, all this doubt creeps in because all of those influences that you will rock, all of those people that you will impact, all that energy that you will shift comes in the door the moment you decide to make a stand. And that could be, excuse me, you just cut in line, the line starts back there, right? Or it could be parking is here, here, and here, not there, right? But all this insecurity could come in. So is it making a stand? Or for your consideration, is it making a change, making an impact? Maybe it's something as minor or major as holding your space, finding your voice, exercising your voice, testing your voice, right? So just keeping that in mind when you do decide to make a stand, looking a little bit further as to why, what it means to you, what you're going to create, the impact it's going to make, right? So it's just a little bit of an awareness that's past us, but still involves us, right? Let's keep moving with these beautiful readings and energy. I do believe we have a caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Hi.
Hello, who is this?
This is Carla.
Carla, my dear, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for our call, for having me.
You're welcome.
I'm kind of feeling a little bit upset because I was working with somebody and she didn't want to work with me anymore, and I'm wondering, like, what to do. Like, why didn't she want to work with me anymore? Why? And what to do? Like,
Okay, we can definitely look at that. So what I hear you saying, Carla, is this a professional relationship or is this a personal relationship?
Yes, professional.
Okay, and so she has spoken up and said to whomever it is, I don't want to collaborate, and now you two are no longer working on.
I think she found something cheaper, and she was like, it's basically financially, but she went back to somebody else that was like much, much cheaper, and she said that it was about the money, but I know she's like buying expensive other things and membership here and there, so I don't know if it was really the money. I'm kind of feeling weird about the whole thing.
Yeah, okay, I follow you. Thanks for elaborating. So let me see. I want to do a high level and just get what's going on around her, but then we also want to see if it has to do, indeed, if it has to do with, if it was just truly about finances, but let's look at this a couple of different ways.
So.
Yeah, let's see.
Maybe it didn't click with her what I did, or she just wasn't grateful, you know, for what I did offer. I don't think she really got the value of it.
My love, you just nailed it. What's coming through for her, and I don't want to say that you will be grateful in the long run, but I'll tell you what's coming through right now is she doesn't seem to know exactly what moves her or what she wants. And so for her, the quickest answer or the quickest way to see it is value and money and what she's receiving. But if you don't know what you want, if she doesn't know what she wants, then she's not going to see the value in it. So, my dear, it feels like she's kind of lost on the project or what she's going to do with it in the long run. So it does actually feel like whatever, it feels like it's going to be a longer-term project, but this would collapse in the middle. So it looks like she's still trying to work details out, get her feet under her. So I know you're feeling kind of iffy about it, but it really doesn't have to do with you. It has to do with her level of uncertainty and her being unclear on expectation and overall goals. Yeah.
Okay. And I don't think that there was anything wrong. It was just like she didn't know what. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's the sad part, you know, that she wasn't able to work through that and just base it on some stupid thing. But I don't think she's coming back. I mean, she can start over with someone else, you know?
Yes, and it does, like I said, for you or whatever you were working on with her would come up. Like they keep using the same word, collapse. And then it would just turn into the cycle where – here's what's coming through for you. You could do and produce most beautiful work. You could actually invent a color for her, Carla, and give it to her. And she'd be like, yeah, that's not exactly what I'm looking for. And you're like, I just invented a color for you. Do you follow? But she doesn't know what she's looking for. So seeing the value in that would not land with her. So I know that's not exactly explaining your answer, but I'll tell you, you have so much more space and energy around you than you were putting into and receiving back from that project.
So what do you mean?
So just meaning because the project is complete with her and she's moved on with someone else, there's just more energy and light around you instead of putting it all into that cup or a lot of it into that. there's more for you now.
And I don't think, do you think, she's going to understand, the loss of this at all or not because of where she's at? She's going to eventually
It does come through that she will, Carla, eventually come to clarity with this. And she may even, I'll be candid with you, she may even come back to you. When she realizes because your work and style works, your effort, your energy, your devotion, that's all good stuff, right? That's just you.
Yeah.
So she may come back. I know. She may come back to you, my love. But if she does, your conversation with her is going to be, okay, what do you want in a perfect world? What does completion look like to you? And make sure you're and she are painting the same picture, whatever that may be, if she does come back to you. But she will. She loves the way you work. And that's the sad part and the frustrating part is, everything you put into it and the way you present it.
Yeah, but I'm also going to charge her more if she comes back because I'm not going to be on the same level, and and I want, I feel exactly the same way, I was going to work with her, okay, what is your intention with wanting this, I wanted to collaborate with her, and then I was like, I don't know if I should pressure her into that, but that's exactly what it was. Like, what is your intention in wanting to do this? Instead, what is your intention altogether? I wasn't understanding. And then even when it was like that she didn't want to work with me, she shared some really stuff. If you felt so uncomfortable, if you didn't feel comfortable or safe, you wouldn't continue to talk about your stuff,
So, for you energetically, trust was definitely there. And that's the thing. All of that is there. And I know that's what makes it even more frustrating. Here's what's coming through for you, my love, is when you use the word collaboration, I'm gonna keep this down and dirty. Collaboration, regardless of what it is, you're either getting paid for your services or you're not. And so there's a little bit of latitude and unclarity with that too. And so it got a little gray because it got emotional, and that's not from your side necessarily, but from her side. So just keeping that in mind, having that structure should she come back to you, because there is a chance. But then you can hold that space for her. But right now, honey, keep moving and grooving. I don't see anything negative around you or it being in quotes a loss. She just got to get herself straight on what she wants, and then you can help her with that.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. She's got to get in alignment, that's the thing. But I also feel I think you're right. It's costing me too much energy, this person, the way she was acting. And stuff. So I'm glad she's gone. I felt like when she was saying that, I was like, I knew this was coming. I felt it, and I was like, I'm okay with it, But afterwards, I was like, oh, bummer. What do I think about this whole thing?
Right. Yeah. Just know. It's certainly not an impact on you because you've got. All that's good. All that's gravy, right? So. Just keeping that in mind, my love, and then keep my number on hand, and if she does decide to float back your way, or we can always check in a month or two and see where she may be and just get some more insight.
I'm just going to let it go for now and not, I don't need her, there's other jobs out there, and I don't need her, really don't. She's like, oh, I don't want you to take it personal. But I'm like, hey, of course I'm going to work through this in my own way.
Right.
Whatever. And no, that's really spot on. Thank you so much for that. I'm so glad it's over. I don't have energy for this anymore.
You're welcome, my love.
Right. I got better things to do. All right.
It wasn't about you. Thanks so much for calling in.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, thank you so much for doing this show and being here.
Oh, you're welcome, my love. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you. Have a good night. I'll listen.
You're welcome.
Keep listening.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Just as a reminder, my loves, if you want to reach out to me to schedule a one-on-one or expand on what we discuss, you can reach me at 234- 97 Tarot. Shoot me a text, give me a call. Ooh, you know, the first question is never the final question in a reading. And this was a beautiful one, the last one with Carla, because there was so much more energy around. Universe wanted to go on and on about how great Carla is and her work and her effort. And sometimes when someone's like, yeah, I'm good, we're like, wow, is that a challenge to what I've done, to what I do, to my overall product? Like, that can really kind of knock us on our bums, right? If someone says, yeah, thanks, but no. In this case, Universe was like, you couldn't do anything else that would change her feelings or her decision, because she wasn't clear on what she wanted. And that's kind of powerful for Universe to come and say, it's not you, it's them, but it's them because XYZ. And if they don't know what it is that's going to land for them, then it's really tough to produce that on our end, right? And so Universe came through with this beautiful analogy. You could invent a color for her and she would still say, no, thank you, I'm going to work with someone else. That's pretty big, right? You could invent a color for her and she would still say no, because she doesn't know what she wants, because she doesn't know what moves her. And we got to let that be it. We can't convince her, hey, I'm going to come up with this beautiful color, it's going to rock your... That's not ours. That is not ours to put on someone, to decide for someone, or to even guess for someone, right? And then, speaking of which, tying back into Facebook, social media. When did it get so personal? When did it get so personal that someone didn't like a picture? Someone didn't comment on a post? Someone didn't say congratulations? Someone unfriended? When did it get so personal? Right? Why is it so personal? And I am guilty of it. I do the same thing. Well, I'm not going to say you do it, but look, I got 100 likes. Oh my gosh, I got, 150, right? When did it get to be such a big deal in our lives? Number one. Number two, why are we posting? Is it because we just want to share with the world? Is it because of gratification? What is it we're looking and intending when we do post something? And then what is it we're experiencing after we post? Is that lining up with what we intended? Right? Maybe I just want to share with the world this great picture. We'll see if it moves anyone. It's not, hey, I'm going to post this picture and see how many of my friends care enough to respond. Right? That's not, I'm sure, that's not why you're posting it. And if it is, maybe there's consideration there. Right? Or... why so-and-so on Facebook, but they're not responding to my messenger, right? Or why is it we feel like we can only go through messenger, right? So just being open to that, what is it we really expect, we really intend when we post on some kind of social media? And I don't mean like marketing purposes, because it is what it is, but for ourselves. Is it gratification? Is it really just sharing? Is it memorializing? Is it pure bliss? We want the whole world to join in, right? Are we being and posting from an emotional level, from a professional, from a skeptical level, right? Just keeping that in mind. When did it become so personal and why? Is it so personal? And then just to get a little more perspective on social media, just a smidge more, imagine walking down the street and seeing someone and saying, hi, will you like me? With no former contact or exchange or interaction. Hey, I know you know my bartender. Will you like me? And then just keep walking down the street. Just envision this tomorrow. Whatever task you're doing, going to the dry cleaners, going to the DMV, that'd be really interesting. Imagine every person you saw considering asking them to like you, Then, if you would expect them to ask you to do the same, then imagine what they would share from their post. Then imagine what you would have to do in response, or if you wouldn't, right? Like, look at all that. Just imagine, number one, if you do that. But number two, the responsibility and accountability that you just may be adding to your life and yourself for no other reason than I'm not even sure what. What are your considerations, right? Oh, my loves, there's so much I want to share with you, but I also want to connect with you. I do believe we have another caller on standby. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Tina. What's your name?
Ari Wentz.
You were already online? We already spoke? Is this Tony? Hello? Well, let's see if we can get this worked out while we have a few more minutes. Let's expand. Oh, my God. Let's expand on the number two. Right? Because I love. Oh, hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. This is Tina. Who is this?
This is Lisa. How are you?
Lisa, my love, I am doing so well. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. What's on your mind?
Okay. So I'm looking to go back into the corporate market. Go back into the corporate environment. Just wanted to see when would it be a good time to start looking. I'm in the finance. I'm in customer service, but I'm doing finance work. Okay, so I'm working with numbers. And when I start looking into corporate, I would love to go back to a big kind of corporation. So I've been out now for a few years. And also, I'm going to be taking administrative assistant courses and a computer class starting in October. I'm ready to leave the job, but I also would love to make more money because I'm moving.
Okay. Oh, you've got a lot going on, Lisa. So let's look and see. Yeah, let's look and see what they want to say about that. I know you're asking me about timing, but you're also opening up a lot of space with this training that you're doing too. Mm-hmm. So let me see if they want to give me some insight to timing and then what else that wants to come through.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So you said that you were going to be moving soon. Now, as far as your move goes, you're clear on where you're moving, what you want that to look like, anyone else that's involved or impacted by your move, you've made your peace with that as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. So, because family was coming up for you and relationships was coming up for you, so it sounds like this is a good move for you, my love, but just making sure that the energy around you is at peace as well.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay, good. So as far as timing goes, one of the other things that's coming up is, I know you mentioned your training. Are you still kind of deciding after this training if this is going to be my area, or are you like, I know this is what it's going to be, and I'm just going to like accent it with a couple of other levels of education?
That's it, the second choice, yes.
Okay, good. As long as you're clear on that, because it can get a little hazy if we start looking at this and this and this and this instead of saying focused on this plus this is going to be an addition. Okay, good. So that feels good, all right? They're kind of walking me through what you've got going on. So it does feel like you mentioned a bigger firm, or I'll say established is the way it's coming through, more established. Mm-hmm. So that does come through for you. So I absolutely see you getting to make that change in that transition. Oh, yeah. So this is going to be, okay, two things are coming through for you. this is going to be a beautiful rest of the year. So what they're saying is if you don't have to make any changes right now, you can kind of just really enjoy your time and space with who you are, do that. Because when you start moving and you start applying, which will be closer to the end of the year is what it feels like, but definitely the beginning of the new year. But they're saying right now would be a good time just to kind of see what moves you and what gets your attention, right? That's what you should do. Start looking closer to next month. Because when you start looking, you'll start to see what responses you're getting and also what really moves you, what keywords you're using if you want to get analytical about it. And then when you start moving and you're working in the beginning of the year, which I'm getting for you, the beginning of the year looks pretty good, maybe as far out as March, but definitely feels like sooner for you. You'll also, they're almost saying like being prepared. So if you decide to take a job and it's going to take a little bit of time to get back up on your feet and moving again to have that level of security that you like, just keeping that in mind too. Do you follow?
Oh, I see. So for example, when I do start looking, I was going to go through temp agencies. For example, like the top 10 agencies in the city. So if I were to get a temp assignment, they're saying just take it so that I can get back into the corporate market.
Take it so you can get back into the corporate market, but more so get your feet wet again and see what really even you want to do. And then when you start seeing some of the responses, some of the descriptions, if you're like, I'm really not happy about this, then don't feel like you have to do it. For you, it's going to be when you jump in, then you're going to be full speed ahead. But it's going to take a little bit of time to get, you know, the, salary level that you want, your insurance, your 401, like all that good stuff that really matters for the future. You're going to want to make sure that you have to put some time in first, show, hey, I'm here for the long haul. This is what I can do. And so that's what they're saying. So you don't really have to say and take the first thing that comes your way. If you start looking for jobs now, you'll know what you really want to do and what you really don't want to do. And that's what the cards are saying you should focus on now when you start kind of dabbling back into the market. But definitely enjoy the rest of the year. It looks really beautiful. I see family. I see, like, it looks really good. And you're ready. You're ready for this move. You're ready to start seeing what's going on around you. You're kind of peeking left, right, front, back. And decide, do I want to go right or do I want to go east? So.
Okay. Sounds awesome. I love it.
All right, my love. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. I'll chat with you again. Thank you.
All right, Lisa. Thank you so much. All right. Oh, my love. So much to share and discuss. If you want to catch up with me one-on-one, and expand on your questions, expand on this reading, you can reach me at 234-97-TAROT. Let's just bring ourselves back to the number two. We're going to talk about the number two, and we're going to talk about the number 11, right? So when we look at numerology, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're defined by a number or by a description. That's not the way it works. The universe is sharing with us, though, that there is a mystical connection. And just take a look at this. I mean, just even Google numbers and connections and energy, right? Mystical connections. How beautiful is that? To our lives, right? Some people call it a vibration. Some people call it energy, right? And this is what then is carried into our life or impacts our life. So, again, nothing that's hard and set in stone, but it's definitely an influence and a connection that maybe we're aware of, maybe we're not, or maybe we become in tune to when that influence impacts our life. Right? So, looking at the number two, because we're taking 9 plus 1 plus 1, 9, 10, 11, that comes into a 2. Right? So while that one is all about single, leadership, assertiveness, two is the flip side, the complementary aspect of partnership, of coexistence, right? Now, this is very important to understand. It is not about the number two being less than the number one. It is about being a complement and still has the same power to create, just using different tools, right? If you resonate with the number two, you could find yourself to be cooperative, compliant, usually pretty diplomatic, problem solver. There's a duality to you. You have your inner, your outer. You might find yourself to be more introverted because you experience things on a more emotional level, right? Not everyone does. Definitely not everyone does. But you may find that people naturally gravitate to you for that love, compassion that you just naturally hold, right? It could be HR. It could be a mediator. It could even be a judge. Even though that's more about decision-making, you can take the emotion out of it, which sometimes can be a challenge, right, for the number two. Look at it like this. We come into this world with one perspective. That perspective could be a past life. That perspective could be the one and only thing that you know. That perspective could be what your family, years and years, lineage brought into your world, right? We come into this world with one perspective. It's the experiences that allow the second or new perspective, which is what we're moving forward when we're going from one to two. I'm going to say this one more time. We come into the world with one perspective. It's the experiences that allow us to gain a second or a new perspective. We come into this world from a, it's me, this is how I do things, this is my stand. Two is, again, complementary. It's us. This is what we create. One we can look at, just even imagine the number one, and if that breaks, or it crumbles, it's tough to come back together, right? Two, with that bend and that fold, doesn't necessarily break. So don't feel like, because you're experiencing things on an emotional level, oh, this isn't usually how I am, this isn't usually how I think, it's not usually what you do, that's okay. That's called experience and perspective. Number two can also be intuitive, a healer, a feeler. Ugh. Number two, I can't even expand too much on this because it's new to me, but it's Wu Wei. And I know immediately when I say this, I am connecting with some of you out there. Wu Wei, W-U-W-E-I. Woo, it's trusting the universe, right? We go from number one where it's like, I got to do it. If I want something to happen, I have to do it. I'm going to say that again. If I want something done, I have to do it. Number two, Wu Wei approach is trusting the universe. To some people, it can come across as really passive, like you're not doing anything, nothing's going to happen, right? That's your one. Two is like, I trust that it's going to happen the way it's supposed to happen. That is massive, right? If I want something done, I have to do it. That's the number one approach. Number two is like, Wu Wei, gotta trust the universe, it's gonna happen. And if it's not gonna happen, then maybe more of us need to collaborate. Again, which is about connection and relationship. It's allowing rather than doing. Does the magnitude of that like resonate with you? Because it's kind of, fill in this room. It's allowing rather than doing. That's the magic of two. That's the magic of Wu Wei. Right? Don't underestimate someone that is more passive, more quiet, less assertive. Two is a resilient number. It is a survivor's number. Who will come back. It will stand again. You may know and resonate with those that are two because they're smart, graceful, tuned in. They can be persuasive. Also known for being psychologists, very creative, such as a dancer, a musician, a good, loving, loyal partner. Twos can be critical, can have a temper. And then on the flip side, they can absolutely be indifferent. Now, if we're looking at the number 11, right? The number 11 is a master number. We can expand further on that at a different time. Number 11 has the potential to push the limitations of the human experience. I'm going to say that again. Number 11 has the potential to push the limitations of the human experience. 911 turns into an 11. The potential to push the limitations of the human experience. That is this world, that is this day, that is this history. It is a link to mortal and immortal, to dark and light, to man and spirit, to ignorance and enlightenment. My loves, our time is complete. Please join me next week, same time, Blog and Talk Radio. You can catch up with me directly at 234-97-TAROT. Until we speak again, take care. I'll talk to you soon.